ready to help me out, kiddo? Uh-oh. Okay. Best we can. The, starting at where it says, Tanan Hassam, Lo Yamod, Adam, Brishayachid, Yishta Brishayachid, Mishas Rabbin, Yishta Brishayachid, Volum Hechnes, Rosh of Ruba, Lamakim Shushosem, Mutter, which is what we discussed, before, Pesach. V'chein Begas. Okay, we don't know what that means yet. Ibailuk, harmless might, the gzera of, not sticking your head in and drinking, does that apply to a karmelis? Amar Bai, he the gzera applies also. Rab Amar, he goof a gzera, and nekum, and niggas are gzera, l'gzera. Rab says, no, we have a principle that we don't make gzera, l'gzera, and therefore you can't make the gzera of sticking your head out and drinking in a karmelis because it's a gzera, l'gzera. Amar Abayi, Menami, Abayi says, how do I know that we do make gzera, l'gzera? The gathani v'chein begas, v'may gas. Obviously, I can't push the Yachin Rishon Rabbin. That would be Bechlal, the first part of the Mishnah. Rather, a lot of Carmelis must be Bechain Begat means that this Gzera applies even to a Carmelis, which proves Abaye. Rav Amar Bechain Begas Le'inyan Meiser. Rav says, no, the line about Bechain Begas has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos at all. It has to do with Hilchos Meisros. We're not going to fully understand this line yet, but it's not in Shoson al Gas bin al Kham bin al Tsona in Upatar. You can drink in the wine press area. Whether you mix your wine, remember in those days they used to mix their wine with water. Whether you drink it with hot water or cold water and your putter from Trumas or Maestros, Diver Meir, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik Machayev, Ghamar al Kham Chayev al Tsona in Putter. At least that's our girsa. Okay, we're not going to get into this fully now, but there seems to be some sort of three-way machlokes tanaim about whether you can drink wine without shrooms or maestros, which in the wine press, meaning while before the gemar melacha, it's motu duachilas arai without shrooms or maestros. What can you do? Three on Chlokis Tanarm, whether you can't or you can, or it depends if you're putting hot or cold water in. And that's what Bechain Begas is referring to. Okay, exactly what does this mean? At least Rashi, not here, but in the parallel Sugin, here Rashi doesn't specify. Parallel Sugin Erevin says, but it means that we also make Gzeira, the same Gzeira in Hilchos Shabbos we make in Hilchos Maestros, meaning don't just stick your head into the Gas and drink, because you might take it out of the gas. Rather, you have to put your whole body into the gas to drink. Okay, let's stick with that for now. The main point is, this has nothing to do with the Hilchos Shabbos, so therefore, it takes away Abaye's proof. Obviously, a stam way that the Chayat walks with his machat, is what's more in the Chayat b'machto, because the Chayat would always have, if I was carrying a needle, I would carry it in my hand, I would carry it in my knapsack, in my pocket, whatever. But the tailors always keep a needle just stuck into their, even out of Yomaseh, you see this, stuck into their clothes. So that's Hotzah Kalachar Yad, which is only Drabanan. My love de Tchubalo Bigdo, so that proves that we make Gzera L'Gzera, because you're not allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, because you might carry it on Shabbos, but even carrying it on Shabbos, it's still Kalach Yag, it's just stuck into his clothing. No, it's talking about carrying it in his hand. And therefore, it's not Gzera L'Gzera. Tashma Le Yitzchai Machto at Tchubalo Bigdo, it's Mefurish. My love Erev Shabbos, doesn't this mean, isn't this a continuation of our mission? It means even on Friday, you can't go out Tchubalo Bigdo, which proves like a bayi that we make Gzera L'Gzera. So the Gemara says, no, lo, kitani hi b'Shabbos. That's meaning on Shabbos itself, you can't go out with a needle stuck in your clothing. And it's teaching us that even kalach riyad, there's still an iser to do malacha kalach riyad. V'atani lo yisachai machto v'chub v'vigdo b'erv Shabbos in chashecha. It really, really does say this like a bayi. So the answer is, hamani Yehuda hidar umun derech naso chayef. No. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even something which is normally kalach riyad in shalo kederech, if a certain profession does it that way, it's considered kederach for them. And therefore, for him, it's not gzera l'gzera, because it would be also doraisa to continue walking that way on Shabbos. Tanya yitzchai machto v'chul v'vigdov lo nagar v'kisim sheba azno, right? The carpenters would put a little stick behind their ear, like they do with the pencils nowadays. Lo sorek b'mshicha Sheba Azna, or there would the guy who combs the clothing would keep a string also behind his ear, Vlogardi be Ira Sheba Azna, and the weaver would put some sort of piece that you stop up the end of the shuttle with somehow, also in his Vlotzava Bedugin Sheba Tzavaro, and the painter would have a like the color, a dugma of the color around his neck. Velo shulchani v'dinar sheba sheba azno. We keep the dinar. The ring yatzar potter v'lasid v'ri meir. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda amr umu derech noso chayiv shar kol adam potter. Okay, stop here for now. So Rabbi managed to defend himself against all the proofs of Abaye. Here we seem to have, although it can't be, we seem to have a fundamental machlokus between Rav and Abaye about whether we make Gzeira L'Gzeira or not, right? Abaye says we do make Gzeira L'Gzeira, and Rav says we do not make Gzeira L'Gzeira. However, of course, why can't that be? Why can't it be Machlokas Abaye and Rav whether we make Gzeira L'Gzeira or not? What? Exactly, meaning it's very few places in Shas where they actually say you can't, well, okay. There's a bunch of places, but still, it's only a dozen places in Shas where they say you can't make Gzeira L'Gzeira. And one of the most famous ones is Beitza Daf Beis and Beis, or really Daf Gimel and Aleph, about why Beitza Shenol B'Miyotav Zasura. And there are three opinions there. We all remember from our childhood or from Daf Yomi a month ago, the first opinion, right? Hachana Daraba. Right, because Yontif can't be made from the Shabbos, Shabbos can't be made from Yontif, but there are two other opinions there on Daf Gimel and Aleph. One is a Gzei, or Beis and Beis, the Gimel and Aleph, Gzeir Shem Pirsha no Shrem. If you eat the egg laid on Yontif, you might eat the fruit that fell off the tree on Yontif. And the other is Gzeir Shem Mashkin Shizabu. If you eat the egg that was laid on Yontif, you might eat the juice that seeped out of the grapes on Yontif. You see the similarity there. And in both cases, someone asks, that can't be, it doesn't make any sense. Because the only reason you can't eat fruit that fell off the tree is a gzeira, you might pick the fruit. So how can you be gozer on the egg lest you eat the fruit, and the fruit lest you pick the fruit, that's a gzeira l'gzeira. The only reason you can't drink the mashkin shezavu, the juice that seeps out of the grapes, is because you might squeeze the grapes. So how can you not eat the egg because you might drink the juice, and not drink the juice because you might squeeze the grapes? That's gzeira l'gzeira. And who is it that asked that question of Beit Zadav Gimel? Abaye. So we see that Abaye himself agrees that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. So here we have a whole smorgasbord of options in the Mefarshim here as to if Abaye himself agrees that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira, what is his svara in, what's his svara here? Right? He himself agrees you don't make gzeira l'gzeira. So, what's the svara of Abaye? Anyone? So who says that? Tosos says right here on our daf that it's only in Hotzah you make Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Tosos says Davka v'Hotzah Gazar. Why would he be Gozer Davka in Hotzah? Tosos does not make clear. Anyone want to think of an explanation why he'd be Gozer Davka in Hotzah? So okay. So it's fascinating that like Tosafot doesn't feel the need to explain why Davka and Hotzah, but this really goes back to the first Tosafot in the Masechet, right? Meaning what makes Hotzah special? So the Tosafot Rush says Shchita, right? That was like was that the Riva in the first Tosafot in the Masechet? That was one of the answers of Rabbeinu Tam. Sorry. Okay. So the Dabar HaHove Shchicha. Of course, what was the other answer told us in the beginning of the Sechet? Malacha Grua. So now Malacha Grua, you need to explain a little bit. The Kedushi Abraham, what he brings down is Tosfos. Tet says, what's the point of Malacha Grua? Why would you make Gzeira L'Gzeira in a Malacha Grua?
Because
people take it lightly, so you need extra zeros.
right? He doesn't use the phrase malacha gruah. He just says, because it's not domal malacha, so people take it very lightly. It's kal be'inehem.
So therefore you need extra protection for a malacha gruah. Okay, those are just reminiscent of the beginning of the sechet, different ways in which hotzah might be unique. And if you think about it, like machlokes of ayin rava, they only use two examples of their machlokes. One was the sticking your head and drinking, and the other was going out with your needle, both of which are hotzah. Okay, so that's one possibility. It's only in hotzah. Any other? How does Rashi answer this question of why Abayi all of a sudden makes an exera here? Right, he didn't ask the question, right? He's not Tosos, he's Rashi. Right, so as we well know, however, now, there's some debate exactly, how far to take this notion, but as we well know, that Rashi doesn't say Im Tomer Yishlomar, but Rashi often, in his exceeding cleverness, tries to weave into his Perush the answer to questions that might come up. Okay, so I was not trained in the school that every time there's an extra letter in Rashi, it must be a remez that he's trying to answer some question that the Pnei Yeshua would ask someday. But clearly, when Rashi gives you a whole phrase or a clause, then he's trying to answer a question. So Rashi says here, in the middle of the Shakla Vitaria, he says, Alma Gazrina le'iser Shabbos gzera l'gzera. Why does he say le'iser Shabbos? Probably because he's trying to answer the question of the Sira Nabai from Beitza. Beitza is, of course, talking about Yantiv. That's why it's Maseches Beitza. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim used to call it Maseches Yantiv. And here we're talking about Shabbos. So apparently Rashi thinks in regular Yisurim he wouldn't make Yigzera L'Gzera, but in Shabbos he would make Yigzera L'Gzera. Why Dafka on Shabbos? Why Dafka on Shabbos? So the simple pshat l'chora is the simple pshat is that's more chomer. That's what in the Shut Emek Halacha he assumes. I think maybe not in the part that I Xerox here, but if anyone got a chance to read the whole thing, by the way, anyone besides know why the Shut Emek Halacha is special to us in this yeshiva? It's Rabbi Lamb's grandfather, Rabbi Shua Baumel. So it was the Rishu Rav Nachum Baumel, one of the lambs named after his great grandfather. So the Shut Emek Halacha, he didn't quote Rashi, but he assumed that the Shita of Abayi is that on a davar chomer we make gzera l'gzera, only on the davar, I wouldn't say kal, on a regular lav we don't make gzera l'gzera, like yontif. But on a davar chomer we do make gzera l'gzera. Now it's part of his discussion here. Could it be there's a Shita that in Isser Kares we will make gzera l'gzera, only in Isser lav we won't? Like, where would you draw the line if you had that Shita? So, the Emek Halacha assumes because it's chomer. Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on the sugya. Unfortunately, they're all speculations. I thought you could theoretically say another explanation as to why Davka and Isser Shabbos you would make a gzera l'gzera. Yeah. Okay, could be. I thought something a little more longish than that. No, but so is Yontif, so that wouldn't help us. At least Rashi says. But I thought perhaps you could say it's not so clear, meaning it's Taka Machlokas Amorayim. What is the status of Gzeira Darabanan on Shabbos? Is Gzeira Darabanan normally what pasuk in the Torah tells us to make Gzeira Darabanan? Right, and what is Rashi saying? Beitza, why don't we make gzera l'gzera? Because you make a mishmeres for the Torah, you don't make a mishmeres for the mishmeres on the Torah. On Shabbos, what pasuk tells us that we have to keep Yisurim Darabanan? So this is a machlokes Amorim, right? What about Shavuos Shabbaton, right? Then the machlokes Rishonim, how we paskin, right? In the Rambam, let's say, without getting into it, the
when the Torah says an Asev Shabbaton, so it's a machlokes amoroim, whether the Asev Shabbaton is just to make all Chilul Shabbos a lav va'asei, you would think you only violate a lav, now you violate a lav va'asei. And Shabbaton just means losasa malacha in a positive way. Or no, Shabboson Shvos, the Gemara says in many places, Shabboson Shvos, meaning losasa malacha tells you not to malacha, Shabboson tells you not to do Shvos, which is the Xerah Darabanan. So it could be that maybe, if you want to say in this Rashi, what makes Shabbos special is not just Chumrah, but that the reason we don't make Xerah L'Xerah is because you have one Mishmeres on the Torah, not a Mishmeres on the Mishmeres. But on Shabbos, it's not a Xerah L'Xerah is not a Mishmeres on the Mishmeres. It's Mishmeres on Shabbos, on Shvos. That counts as Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. So therefore, maybe, Ula Yesh Lomar, now here you have to assume Abai is one side of the Machlok Zamorayim. I tried to search around a little through Shas to see if I could prove one way or the other, and I couldn't. Which doesn't mean someone else can't. But maybe it's an open question how Abaye holds about the nature of Shvos. But in Tintzel Omar, Kimanda Omar, Sheish Mitzvah de Oraisa, Al Shvosim, right? Or Ula Yishla Omar Le Man Didarish Shabbosom Shvos, right? As opposed to Man Didarish Lavrlov, because as opposed to Man Didarish Lavrlov Baasevelosase, right? Then you can say very easily. You could say on Shabbos it's a Mishmeres Lishvos, not a Mishmeres Limishmeres. You're not supposed to be a Mishmeres to a Mishmeres, but a Mishmeres to a Shvos you're allowed to. What's the point? This is a very fundamental point about Shabbos. It's Taka Machlokes Amoraim. Meaning, I don't mean I'm being Mechadish, a Lumdish, fundamental Hakir about the nature of your servant Rabban on Shabbos. I'm just being Mechadish that maybe a Bayah holds like one side of Machlokes Amoraim that the Rambam doesn't Paskin like. But that's the question. What's the nature of Yisurim Darabanan on Shabbos? Are they the same as Yisurim Darabanan everywhere else? Right? Mishmeres to Mishmarti? Maybe that's Rava for all we know? Or no? Maybe Yisurim Darabanan on Shabbos are different. That Shabbos, it's an essential part of Shabbos to extend Malachas into Yisurim Darabanan, not just the Mishmeres. And therefore, if that's an essential part of Shabbos to have the Shvosim, then of course you can make the Gzeira on the Shvos. That's a Gzeira on an essential part of the Torah, not even though it's a Gzeira on something that's only Gzeira, but it's not a Gzeira on a Mishmeres that's outside the Torah. It's a Gzeira on a Shvos that's inside the Torah. Maybe that's a Svar of Abaye. If you wanted to, be very speculative. I could say lots of interesting things if I want to be speculative. I just hate speculating. But maybe you could even say that that's Machlok Zabai and Rava, but that, again, this is in the realm of speculation, that, you know, Abaye holds that Shvos, Shabbos and Shvos, and Rava holds, no, Shabbos and Lav, Rav, become Lav, Vaseh. But in any case, this is one possible way of understanding Rashi. Certainly Rashi Lishitase in Beitza, who says that even Abaye darshins, you can never make a Mishmeres to Mishmeres, it would be better to say that, because Rashi in Beitza sounds like, now it's not so clear, but it sounds like even Abaye would agree with this, because in a Shaka Vatari that involves Abaye that Rashi throws in this parish, it sounds like even Abaye thinks it's a fundamental rule you can't make Mishmeres to Mishmeres. If it's a fundamental rule, then why should we make Shabbos an exception? Maybe the answer is because Shabbos is fundamentally different, not just more chumer. So this would, what I'm claiming is, that it's not just a speculation, but this works for Rashi in Beitza, who sounds like even, depending on Yeshua's questions there in Beitza, whether Abaye would agree with what Rashi wrote there or not, like even Abaye agrees that we should never make a Mishmeres L'Mishmeres. If even Abaye agrees we should never make a Mishmeres L'Mishmeres, then even on a Dabar Chomer, why should we make a Mishmeres L'Mishmeres? So the answer might be, because it's not because of the Chomer of Shabbos, it's because Shabbos has a completely different nature in its Yisurim D'Rabbanan than every other Yisurim in the Torah. Okay, this is a perhaps Chiddush that you can say in Rashi here, which would work well with Rashi Beitza, because the Imak Halacha, he's not saying Pshat on Rashi, so I'm not asking Kasha on him. Doesn't work well with Rashi and Beitza. Rashi and Beitza thinks that across the board, no Mishmeres, no Mishmeres. It doesn't matter if it's Kal or Chomer. So why does Abaye differentiate between Kal and Chomer? He doesn't. He differentiates between Shmos and Mishmeres. Okay, after you could say that.
The last thing about is that it's Kulach HaGzira.
In Beitza.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you know what Rashi thinks Kulach HaGzira means, it's not going to help you here. We'll get back to that in a moment. Okay, but you're saying right. I just haven't answered you. Everything you're asking makes sense, just you'll see an answer. Okay, any other opinions here as to how to explain Abaye? No, that's it? Okay. Who says that?
Some of the Kirsot.
Some what?
Some of the early Nuschos.
Okay, some people seem to have that Nuschos, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Ramban and the Rashba, you know, and the Ra'ah, who's, as usual, quoted in the Yuchasim L'Ran, the Shita L'Ran, he's the one who always quotes the Ra'ah. The Ramban and the Rashba say, Kula Chada Gzeira. It's all one Gzeira. That we take is the answer in Beitza. Kula Chada Gzeira hi. Kula Chada Gzeira hi. That's the answer. What are the Gemara Beitza answer? Why would they be gozer on the egg, atu the mashkin shezavu, atu schita, and on the egg, or on the egg, atu the peirsha nokshim, atu kotzer? The answer is kula chad gzeira hi. It's all one gzeira. Okay, what does it mean it's all one gzeira? Like, what does it's all one gzeira mean? It's all one gzeira. Meaning, it's not two gzeiras. It's all one big gzeira. What makes it all one gzeira as opposed to two different gzeiros? The Rishonim do not make it sound like it's just because they decided on the same day. What the Rishonim here, or the Rambam there, that was on the chorus, what does he say kula chad gzeira means? What? Exactly, meaning the first one wouldn't work without the second one.
According to the Rambam,
it still has to be simultaneous, but it's not.
It can be a post facto
chizuk. Right, although, correct. Although one wonders, what if they were regozer the first one? Okay, yesh l'ayin. Can you be regozer? Yesh l'ayin. But clearly, I think the yesod here of kula chad gzeira is not that it's just historically was it made in one day or in 2 days, but conceptually, kula chad gzeira means that, obviously, what does it mean in gozer gzeira gzeira? I'm gozer A after the daraisa, and gozer B after you do A. Obviously, I'm only gozer B after you do A after you do the daraisa. It's all protecting the Torah. But the question is, is it directly or indirectly necessary to protect the Torah? Normally, in gozer gzeira l'gzeira, I'm only gozer, let's say, in the hapi, on the egg, atu the fruit. And then, if you eat the fruit, you might come to pick fruit on Shabbos. But that's gzeira l'gzeira. What are they saying here? No. The gzeira of picking fruit would not have worked without being gozer on the egg. Meaning, we couldn't have, and it's not just that you need extra protection. It's that the first gzeira wouldn't have worked. Iloha lo kaimaha. The first gzeira wouldn't have worked without the second gzeira, and therefore you need to make the second gzeira not to protect the first gzeira, but in order to protect the Issur d'oraisa in the first place. So if it's a subtlety, and it's always hard to figure out how to A is B is first, second. If you say the first gzeira would work, but it would be even more protected by the second gzeira, that thing goes from gzeira to gzeira. Say the first gzeira wouldn't work at all without the second gzeira, then the second gzeira, you're not trying to protect the first gzeira. You're trying to protect the din in the Torah. And therefore, since you're trying to protect the din in the Torah, that's called kula chad gzeira, and it is mutter. This is the Rishonei Sfarad's pshat in Beitza on kula chad gzeira. So what does this mean? This is like Rishonei Sfarad in Beitza, meaning both the Rambam and the Beit Midrash and the Ramban. Who interpret Chad Gzeira as Eloha Lo Kaimiha. If not for this, the other one wouldn't work. Meaning it would be like, it wouldn't work to be go to the first gzeira without the second. It's a little dachuk. I think in the particular example of Beitza. But okay, Beseder, no. And therefore, when I'm gozer the second, I'm really doing it together with the first of the package deal to protect the Torah, and it's not considered gzeirah l'gzeirah, it's considered a package deal to protect the Torah. Therefore, it's one package deal to protect the Torah. As opposed to, and basically, according to this, like we're pretty liberal with being zero l'gzeira, meaning, whenever we think we really need the second zero, when you think we can live with only the first zero, but you would be even further away from zero with the second zero, we don't make it. But when we think, no, in order to really not have a serious chance of doing a d'oraisa, you need the second zero also, then you're allowed to make zero l'gzeira. However, that's not what Rashi says in Beitza. What does Rashi say in Beitza Kulachad Zero means? This Rashi, I don't think, didn't and wouldn't have given this answer. Because he seems to have a different shot. As opposed, and you see this, by the way, a few places. For example, in Chulin, in the beginning of Perkala Basar, you have Machlok, you showed him why it's usher to put chicken and cheese cold on the table at the same time, and some Rishonim say, in this case, you do make Gzeira L'Gzeira, Kulachad Gzeira, and Rashi says, no, you can never make Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's a different way of understanding that, that Gemara. But what does Rashi say in Beitza? Rashi says, what does Kulachad Gzeira mean? Lo should take Gzeira to Lulaisal de Piris on notion, Elik Shanim, the Begazar Pesha notion, Af Beitza is the Bamashma, the Abba of the Lesbet Fleshim, Yimit Klad Gzeira Shom Haisa Sha'af Hi Pri Hanosher. And then he says a little later on, Rashi seems to say something else there. Rashi there who interprets it as literally all one zero. Rashi is kulachad zero only means when it's mamish all one zero. Why is it mamish all one zero? Because an egg is a pre-hanosher. An egg actually is a pre-hanosher. An egg is a pre of the, right? An egg is also, right? Pre behemtachat, right? Okay, here it's not a behemoth. No. An egg is the pre of the hen, and it's nosher from the hen. So when they made the gzera and piris hanoshru, all Rashi is saying, when they made gzera and piris hanoshim, they didn't make Gzeirah Piras Hanoshrin in Elon. They made Gzeirah Piras Hanoshrin. Right? Gzeirah Mishum Piras Hanoshrin. And he says, not Gzeirah Mishum Piras Hanoshrin. An egg, it really is one Gzeirah. All they did was Aser Piras Hanoshrin. And an egg is a pre-Hanoshrin. So therefore, it's not that you're allowed to make a second Gzeirah when it's necessary to protect the first. You're only allowed to make one Gzeirah. However, this is all one Gzeirah, because an egg is not something different from an apple that fell off the tree. An egg is an apple that fell off the tree. It's a pre-hanosher. Never now, of course, they decide, should we make Gzeirah Piras Hanoshim in Ha'ilan or in Piras Hanoshim Stam? They decide to make Gzeirah Piras Hanoshim Stam, but it's mamish one Gzeirah, because it's not two different things, it's all one thing. And then obviously you also have to say an egg is a mashkin shezov, which again is not so crazy, because if you crack open an egg before you hard boil it, right, it looks like a mashke, and it's zov from something. So that's what you have to say. So Rashi is much more restrictive than the Rishonim Sfarim here. And Rashi, that wouldn't have worked in our sugya. Clearly, you can't say that that when they were gozer karmelis, they were also gozer. When they were gozer hotzarva karmelis, they were also gozer walking out Friday with your needle, or even better, the gat. Right? Clearly, you can't say when they were gozer karmelis, they were also gozer sticking your head and drinking in a karmelis, because they were gozer hotzah le karmelis. If they're gozer hotzah le karmelis, sticking in your head and drinking is not hotzah. That has to be a separate zera, and you're never allowed to make a separate zera. I thought after, we'll see this in a second, that Rashi works well with Shitasei on Beis and Beis. If Rashi really thinks that it's a din from the Torah, you never make a mishmeres to mishmeres, then maybe you should, not mukhrach. But maybe you shouldn't make a mishmeres ever, even if it's absolutely necessary.
What does kula chadigzira means? It means mamish chadigzira. It doesn't mean it one is necessary for the other. It means they mamish only made one gzira because all their gozers are priya nosher, and their never gozer are the second thing. An egg is a priya nosher, and they were only gozer on one thing, priya nosher. They weren't gozer on an egg as a second thing. Okay, so that's a machlokas. The Ramban and the Rashbi are clearly hold, like the Rishonei Sfarad and Beitza Gimel and Aleph, like the Rambam there, that I pointed out, and the Rashbi says this elsewhere, and Chulin and elsewhere, that whenever you need the second Gzera in order to back up the first Gzera, in order to make the first Gzera effective, that's called Chadik Gzera, and that is Mutter, because you're really trying to protect the Torah. Okay. Yeah.
Just in terms of what we're saying just now in our sugya, is it so clear Rashi couldn't say this by our sugya that when they made this sort of carbonless, they just made it like which is surrounding that you can't also go out into?
Interestingly, I think it's clear he couldn't have said it the way they said it. But what are you suggesting? What is Tobias suggesting? Tobias is suggesting a different shot in Abaye. Maybe Taka, you're right, but just tell us your shot. Forget about Rashi for now. That what's your shot?
That this is the zero, including zero carmelis.
That when they were gozer and carmelis, what were they gozer?
That is like Rishasarabim.
That carmelis is like Rishasarabim. Once carmelis is like Rishasarabim, there's no Indian of zero like zero anymore. That's what Tobias is claiming, right? Who makes the suggestion? Before Tobia?
I think Ramban.
The Ramban says at the beginning, before Kuluchad Gzeira, and the Pnei Yeshua says it here as well. Right? So the Ramban, I think, definitely sounds with that this way, and the Pnei Yeshua makes the same suggestion. He says, look, I'm Tosus, so it's obvious, that and the other thing, but I think you can say it this way. He could say slightly differently, that what's Abaye Shita? That Abaye Shita is that, let's make this clear. They weren't gozer on Hotsa'a b'karbalis, right? Rather, what were they gozer? Is Kershus Arabin. That's a little more complicated. There also goes a Carmelist as Kershus Agad, right? You're not allowed to carry from a street into a Carmelist, but fine. For our purposes, this will suffice. There goes a Carmelist Kershus Arabin and Kershus Agad. Okay? We'll just use one. There goes a Carmelist like Kershus Arabin. Once there goes a Carmelist like Kershus, now why were they goes a Carmelist Kershus Arabin? There goes a Carmelist like Kershus Arabin to protect the Torah. Right? But once they were gozer, Carmelis Kershus Arabin, they were gozer, Carmelis Kershus Arabin. The Gzera was to protect the Isser Torah of Hotsa of the Shabbos. And I think this is what you're saying. But as a side effect, right, it also creates an issue to carry an Erev Shabbos because Bichlal, right, but also includes as a side effect Yitzia B'machat B'Erev Shabbos. Right? So in other words, they weren't gozer anything to protect the Nisar Darabanan. Meaning, they weren't gozer don't carry in a Carmelis on Friday because you might carry on Shabbos. No. They were gozer don't carry in a car, and don't carry in the street on Friday. That's to protect carrying the street on Shabbos. Then they were gozer a Carmelis is like Rosh Hashanah. But once a Carmelis is like Rosh Hashanah, a Carmelis is like Rosh Hashanah across the board, low plug, and therefore, it's also like Rosh Hashanah for Gzeros. But it's not that they were gozer a Gzera to protect the Gzera.
The gzira l'gzira is only a little plug of protecting the raisa. It's only a side effect of protecting the raisa. Maybe that's a bias for him. Maybe that's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, you can't make a gzira to protect a gzira. Like, what's the example? You can't be gozer on eating the egg lest you eat an apple. Because that's, eating an egg is only gzira lest you eat the apple, and eating the apple is esther lest you pick the apple, if the apple fell on Shabbos. That's a gzera l'gzera. A gzera l'gzera is when the second gzera is only to protect the first gzera. But over here, no. Each gzera is to protect the raisa. They said, don't carry on Friday unless you can keep carrying on Shabbos to protect the raisa. Don't carry in a carmelist unless you carry in a street to protect the raisa. It's just the side effect of the second gzera. Since they made a general rule that carmelist grishas arabim, when their goals are in Carmelis, their goals are in the Maisa Hotzah. Their goals are the Cheftish al Carmelis. And they made it like Rosh Hashanah, like Rosh Hashanah in the Chumrah. Therefore, Mela, the side effect is that you end up with a double Gzera. But that's not called a Gzera L'Gzera, because it's only a side effect of a Gzera on the Torah. And Rava disagrees with this. He says, no. You still can't be Gozer, Gzera L'Gzera.
I read it more as not they made a Gzera, they defined Carmelis virtues.
Okay.
There's a philosophical difference. If you define it, then clearly you don't have a problem with Gzera L'Gzera. You defined it. You're not doing it also Gzera. You're defining it. Why do you define it? That's a problem. But you define it to be a Carmelit, then there's no such thing as a Gzera L'Gzera.
This is reminiscent of Rav Schechter's chiluk. Meaning it's not the Carmelis is a Gzera, it's the Carmelis is a Chefter Shoshas Rabbi Midrabban. Now, of course, they don't only argue about Carmelis, right? They also argue about their original machlokas was actually not about carrying the needle in the Carmelis. It was about sticking your head, right, in the Carmelis. They also argue about carrying a needle kelachar yad. But then you could say Abai says the same sara, right? Kelachar yad is not a gzera. Kelachar yad they defined as hotzah midrabanan. Okay, I think that is a, this will complicate things a little more, but, we can use a lashon that's inclusive. They established that Carmelis is Kishus Rabim. And once they establish that a Carmelis is Grishas Arabim, therefore it's not a matter of a Gzera, maybe you really do want to, you want to say something different, that Carmelis is not a Gzera, and therefore you're allowed to make a Gzera to Carmelis? Mm-hmm. then you also have to say that Kalachar Yad is not a Gzera, right? Because they also argue about Kalachar Yad, I don't think about Carmelis. I know, I heard some wants to suggest machlokes and buying rub is a lumpus of Carmelis, whether it's a gzera or whether it's a real rishus harabim d'rabbanan. It can't be that simple, because they also argue about carrying your macha at kalachar yad on Friday, which has nothing to do with Carmelis. And Rava would disagree with that. Okay, so I think you're quite possibly correct. Maybe. So this will make things a little complicated later on, but that doesn't mean you're not correct. Or that Carmelis and Kelachar Yad are Melachos Midrabanan and not Gzeros, and therefore it's not a Gzera L'Gzera. That is a whether or not that ends up being the same as what I said before is a little unclear, but I hear that. That's not what Rav Schechter says in Abaye, because he says that in Rava. But that's eminently possible. Okay, just some other pshatim in Abaye that, did we mention any other pshatim in Abaye? No, okay, that's good. Okay, so that's the sheet of Abaye. Now let us, just,
take this one or two steps further and mention that within the Shita of Rava, what is Abai? Either Abai is because of Shabbos is different. Either is because Hotzah is different. Or because Shabbos is different either for a more Chumer reason or for a more Lumdish reason. Or not that all of Shabbos and Hotzah is different, but at least in these cases, Kula Chadik Zera, because Iloha Lo Kai Maha, because it is very necessary. You need to make the package deal or else it's not going to be an effective Zera. Or that he thinks that Carmelis, at least in his original case, Carmelis is more of a general Xera, right? That there were Gozer either go to Carmelis like Mr. Rabin, or that Carmelis is equivalent to Mr. Rabin, and Lechori had to say the same thing in the continuation of the Gemara. Lechora, maybe on Kalahariyad, there goes their Kalahariyad is like Kedarko. And therefore, when you have a side effect of a general rule, you can make a Xera like Xera. The question is, what about Rava in the end? What does Rava hold here? Rava holds that Logos meaning Xera like Xera. Right? So what does Rava say? Right? He denies all four of these farce, it seems, right? Rava says, right, that Logos meaning Xera like Xera, and therefore what is Mutter? It is Mutter Lehoshit Rosho Lekarmelis Delicious, right? We're not worried that he might bring the water or the wine or whatever it is out of the Carmelis into Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Yachid, because only Xera like Xera. Likewise, it also is Mutter. Mutter Lotzeis Bimachto the Erev Shabbos, or rather, the Machto Hatzchuva Bivigdo the Erev Shabbos, at least Lefi Rav Meir, who says only Drabbanan, or let's say even better, Bimachto Shelo Kederech Hotzah. The Erev Shabbos, right? No, we don't get to Machlokes Shidduchim. Right? You're allowed to walk with a needle Shelo Kederech Hotzah on Erev Shabbos. I don't know. Let's say I'm not a tailor or whatever. I just stick a needle in my shoe. I'm allowed to walk that way on Friday. And we don't make the Xera that I'll walk that way Meshech HaShecha because it's a Xera L'Xera. The big Machlokes HaPoskim, Rishonim and Achronim, is how far to take this cool of rubber. Rubber sounds like across the board, there's just never a double gzera, right? He never accepts any of this, never accepts any of this zera l'gzera. So here we have a fundamental machlokes, Rishonim and Achronim, with many, many examples. One way to understand is that it's really a universal rule that, Ein Gozrin Xera like Xera, and therefore it would be mutter a lot of things would then be mutter in a carmelis. For example, pachos pachos midal amos would be mutter in a carmelis. If we assume nowadays you only have a carmelis, then you can carry in the street by just carrying two amos, putting it down, carrying 2 amos, putting it down. That's only Xera unless you carry Dalet amos. And we don't make a Xera l'Xera. This, sorry, is Taka. I think I showed you in the Bir Halacha. This is the opinion he quotes there from the Mamre Mordechai in the Har Shalom. Earlier, he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Medayik, that this is Rashi's opinion, although it's not Mocher. This is the opinion of Shura Avos HaKashuni, one of the earliest Achronin. I think he was one of the Rebbeim of the Magen Avraham, and other Achronin. What else would be Mutter? For example, it would be mutter. Ze oker v'ze miniach.
This is Mefurish in the Avodas HaGrashuni. If you want to look it up, it's on Bar Ilan. What simon is it? Simon Kuf Dalet. The Avodas HaGrashuni says, you want to carry to a carmelist? No problem. Remember the Onin Yasher? You just stick your hand out and he takes it from your hand, like the first Mishnah. That's mutter in a carmelist, because we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Or, Hotsas Tinok. Because of Chaim Nose it's Asmo. Right? Everyone knows carrying a kid is only us and Rabbanu. So if carrying a kid is only us and Rabbanu, you're allowed to carry a kid in a carmelist. Because Ein goes in gzera l'gzera. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bar Abba Mari, who's the author of the Meir Sharm on the Rif, who's quoting the Ramban in Daf Tzadi Dalet. Where that Ran was, if you look at the Ramban there, you see quotes from Yitzchak Bar Abba Mari, who's the author of the Meir Sharm on the Rif, which in the back of many Masechtas is a Pirish on the Rif, or Hasagos on the Rif, who actually passed in that way. And likewise, many other things are debated. Right? For example, the Ran debates Melach Shein Shrich Leguf in a Carmelist, right? That's what he discusses. Right? How about Melach Shein Shrich Legufa? How about Kalachar Yad in a Carmelist? Right? Basically, if you took Rava to a logical extreme, you would matter all Drabbanans in a Carmelist because Ein goes from Zera to Zera. Right? And that would seem logical. And that's talk about the Avodas HaGrashuni Paskin, and that's been a minority view in the Rishonim. That's where Yisroel Bar Maariz Al Paskin, minority view in the Rishonim, and a minority view in the Achronim after the Avodas HaGrashuni. However, that is not the mainstream view. The mainstream view is that of the Ran, who really took it from the Ramban there, in the Bir Halacha, we had the Gra. He quoted this from the Gra, right? The mainstream view is the Ramban, Ran, Gra, Vechuli, who say no. Who say a Gzera is mutter and a carmelist, such as sticking your head in, but a Malacha Durabanan is usher even in a carmelist. And this is, for example, the Ran's example is Melach Shein Shrich Legufa, right? Like, for example, what is usher? The Ran says Melach Shein Shrich Legufa is usher. The Ramban says Tinok, carrying a Tinok is usher. The Achronim, the Gra says, Mechaber says, Pachos, Mi David Amos is usher and a carmelist, and the Achronim all point out lots of other things also, Kalachar Yad, Zehoker Zemeniach. That's, I think, there's a Shofan Acharav in Shinun Beis, who points out both of those. Right, would be usher. That's how we paskin. We paskin like the Ostrim, right? That the only answer to Carmel is Xavier drop on it, like sticking your head in. And likewise, carrying on Friday. You could go with your needle on Friday into a Carmelist. That's not explicitly discussed in our remark, but that's only Xavier. However, these things being discussed are not Xavier's drop on it, like sticking your head in or walking on Erev Shabbos. These are Malachos drop on it, right? This is actually you're doing a Malacha of Hotzah. Walking with your needle on Erev Shabbos is not doing Hotzah. Sticking your head in and drinking is not doing Hotzah. These are doing Hotzah. Just you do Hotzah in a way that's potter because you break it up, or because two people do it, or because it's a Chet of Chayin Yosei Sasmo, or because it's not Shrikha Leguf, or because it's Klachar Yad. So all these cases, Rav Schechter has a piece, which I put in the brackets, one of his favorite parts, says the difference between Gzeira Darbanan and Shabbos and a Malacha Darbanan and Shabbos. Gzeira Darbanan said it's not Malacha, they after it anyway. That's like, you're not allowed to buy and sell because you might write. No one says buying and selling is a drabbanan form of kosev. No, it's a separate gzeira. You're not allowed to leave food on your stove cooking on Erev Shabbos because you might stoke the coals. No one says leaving food on your stove without a blech on Friday is a drabbanan form of havara. However, there are also malachas rabbanan, right? Carrying in your elbow is hotzah. It's just hotzah derabbanan, and all these things are hotzah derabbanan. What's the principle of karmelis? The principle of karmelis is that gzeiros are mutter in a karmelis, but malachos derabbanan, are usher in a karmelis. And this is how we pass it. The gzeiros are mutter, malachos derabbanan are usher in a karmelis. What is the logic? And this is, I think, what Morty was trying to say a little for Abaye. The poskim are saying for Rava. What is the logic? I'm not convinced that the logic is just that a malacha is not a gzeira. It's still a mishmeres. Like, even these malachas are abundant, still a mishmeres. But I think the point is, narrowly the point is, what's the svara? Narrowly, the svara is that it goes back to what the Rambam Bnei Yeshua said here in number 4. When I make a gzeira, is it a gzeira l'gzeira, or is it a side effect of a gzeira on what it says in the Torah? So if I'm making gzeiros mamish, don't carry a karmelis and don't stick your head in, then you have to view that as a gzeira. That's a gzeira l'gzeira. But I think the svara is that since a malacha derabbanan is not a new iser, but an extension of malacha d'oraisa, right? What's the difference between a gzeira and a malacha derabbanan? A gzeira is a new iser. Don't buy and sell knapsacks on Shabbos, because you might write it down. That's a new iser, buying and selling. Right? But a malach derabbanan is not a new iser, it's an extension of the d'oraisa. And therefore, what do we say? We say, since an extension of d'oraisa, and therefore, all gzeiros are. Therefore, it's not a gzeiro l'gzeira, but a side effect of a gzeira Le'isr Torah. Since a malacha drabban is just an extension of malacha d'oraisa, let's take the eitz pachas pachas d'dalad amos. Pachas pachas d'dalad is not a new iser. It's not like the goes are a new iser carrying 2 amos and then 2 amos. No! They just extended the malacha d'oraisa. The malacha d'oraisa is to carry 4 amos at once. What Chazal said is, you know what? We're going to extend this malacha and be carrying 4 amos regardless. You did carry 4 amos. Therefore, when there are gozer, you shouldn't carry in a karmelis. You don't say gzeira l'gzeira. What do you mean? There are gozer a karmelis on pachas pachas v'dalad amos, or pachas pachas v'dalad amos on a karmelis, and therefore it's gzeira l'gzeira. You're like, no, pachas pachas v'dalad amos. That's part of hotzah. Of course, karmelis applies to all of hotzah, and therefore karmelis is atu rishus harabim. As a side effect, karmelis applies not only to regular hotzah, but to pachas pachas v'dalad amos. Since pachas pachas v'dalad amos is part of the same category as hotzah gemura, therefore, once it applies to the category as a low plug, the gzeira l'gzeira, the double drabbanan can also be chal. The double drabbanan can be chal as a low plug as a side effect, because pachas pachas v'dalad amos, or zerok or v'zeminiach, or chayno seis atzmo, is not a separate category. It's an extension of the original category. Once an extension of the original category, therefore, it's not a problem with gzeira l'gzeira. Just to illustrate this, to illustrate the difference in the poskim between these, the poskim that we follow between these cases, if you take our Gemara, let's take our Gemara. Our Gemara, what do you have? You have Hotzah and Shtia Birosho Bifnim.
Those are clearly two different things. There's hotzah, and there's putting your head inside and drinking. They can't be included in one category, because one is hotzah and one isn't. So therefore, you want to know if karmelis applies. So here comes karmelis, and here it applies, and here it can't apply, because you can't have gzeira l'gzeira. But if you're talking about the case of pachas pachas dalet amos, here you have hotzahs dalet amos biyachad, and here you have hotzahs dalet amos behepsek. So what do we say? See, that's not a separate gzeira. That would make a new gzeira on carrying two amos plus two amos. This is one general category. This is one general category of hotzahs dalet amos. That's what it's melachat rabbanon. It's an extension. It's one general category of hotzahs dalet amos. If it's one general category of hotzahs dalet amos, then karmelis applies to that category because it's the general category of hotzahs dalet amos. Once the general category of hotzahs dalet amos, then mele it applies whether you make a hefsek or you don't make a hefsek. And it's really karmelis applies to it, because it's protecting the Daraisa. However, with the Daraisa comes the Rabbanon. It's all one big category. You have to have a low plug. Either it applies or it doesn't. And therefore it applies. I think that's what the poskim are trying to say. And that's taka how we paskin. That's exactly how we, do I want to complicate things more? I think they're complicated enough. But I wanted to answer Gidon's question that he didn't ask me before when we were talking in the office, but I told him he should. Alright, we'll answer that if anyone asks me. Okay.
Well, that's the same, I mean, you use the same word I said before. You're defining that to be the malacha. It's a physical thing. You're not getting off on a technicality. You define that to be the full malacha.
Right, you could say, I agree. The only reason here I can't, you see, the only reason I can't agree with you here, but that's going to cause me problems, is because what you're saying is that, just say very easy, that it's a malacha, not a gzeira, and you're allowed to make a gzeira la malacha.
Right.
The problem is, I'm going to have the same problem either way. Okay, the problem is this. We pass like Rava, that it's mutter to go out with your needle, kelachar yad, shalokader chotzah. But if you say Shalok Kederech Hotzah is really Malacha, and therefore it's all one big Malacha, Shalok Kederech, then why not say Shalok Kederech is Malacha, not Gzeira? So they're allowed to make Gzeira on a Malacha. So then you have to figure out how to answer that question. Now you might answer that question by saying, Shalok Kederech is not a Malacha, that's just a Gzeira. And Shalok Kederech is more Kal than all the other ones, and you'd paskin that Shalok Kederech is Taka Mutter and a Karmelis. And I can bring you many rayas from that if you come in the afternoon. Or you can maybe say that you need both sides to be malacha. And karmel is also malacha d'rabbanan, which is not the way Rishachter says it. Okay, but we'll leave that for now. Halacha l'maisa, though, we clearly have established that there are a significant number of achronim and rishonim who say it's a universal rule. It's a universal rule. Whenever you have a double d'rabbanan on Shabbos, it's mutter. And goes in gzeira l'gzeira. We don't pass it that way. We say gzeira. A gzeira is mutter in a karmelis, but a malacha drabbanon is usher in a karmelis. Why? Either because, as Mori says, a malacha is more chomer, and it's not a mishmeris, it's a malacha. Or, and I'm saying subtly different, even a malacha is a mishmeris, since it's integrated into it, it's an extension of malacha d'oraisa, it gets put with low plug in the same category, and either the category is usher and the category is mutter, and we make a low plug. Just before we leave the Xera Luxera part,
the challenge of applying that Svara to Rava is that in the Vayu we're able to say that this was just how it was created when they made one Xera on either Karmelis or two in the clock. Yeah, here we say every single aspect is being created in a way that it's molded back into the original Daraisa, and every single one of the everyone that was over here and every other additional one.
That's fine. That's the point of Malacha d'Rabbanan. It's an extension of the Daraisa. A Malacha d'Rabbanan is an extension of the Daraisa.
You're just saying what I said here from the other direction, but I don't know why it's difficult. Just say, when they made a gzeir drabbanan, they had to make it specifically on the case. When they made a lecha drabbanan, that's just an extension of the deraisa. Whatever applies to the deraisa applies to the drabbanan. Before we move on to the specific psak in our Gemara, I just wanted to point out that there seems to be a very fundamental hakira here, which the Eimak Halacha developed very nicely, as to what the whole point of Ein Gozer L'Gzeira L'Gzeira is in the first place. Why aren't we Gozer L'Gzeira L'Gzeira in the first place? So why aren't we Gozer L'Gzeira L'Gzeira in the first place? What the fundamental chakir here? Why aren't we Gozer L'Gzeira L'Gzeira?
You're not allowed to, or it's not a good idea to do it?
You're not allowed to, or, it's not a good idea. Meaning, is this a practical problem? Or is this more of a fundamental problem? Here we seem to have a big machlokas about the rule of Ein Gozerim. Zera l'gzera. Is this a practical judgment? What would be the practical judgment?
Too many.
What? Who says that? That is Rav Sar Shalom Goen, right? Chemdig News, I think, is not in the Bar Ilan. It's one of these obscure collections of Shut of Gaonim. But practical judgment, like Rav Sar Shalom Goen, who says that? What is his phrase? Memorable phrase. No. Nismale Gzeros. Nismale Gzeros. Meaning it would just be too hard. You wouldn't be able to do anything, right? So it's just like it's not practical. Can't ask for everything. Therefore, we're going to make zero. Okay. The Eimak Halacha suggests another practical judgment. What's his practical reason? Milsa lo shchicha, meaning milsa lo shchicha. It is milsa lo shchicha, meaning it's unlikely to lead to an Isser D'Oraisa. Milsa d'lo shchicha. He doesn't mean the normal Milsa d'lo shchicha. The normal Milsa d'lo shchicha means they weren't gozer in a case that hardly ever comes up. He means here, he's using the phrase a little differently. They weren't gozer in something where it's unlikely would lead to an Isser D'Oraisa. Right, okay, it's unlikely that this will really end up being a problem. And therefore, it's just not, necessary. Okay, or, of course, who is the champion of the idea that it is a fundamental limitation. Who says that? Of course. Rashi. Right, Rashi states. Rashi says it's a drasha de'oraisa of mishmeres mishmarti below mishmeres limishmeres. Meaning, your gozer mishmeres l'mishmarti. Your gozer gzeira on Hashem's mishmar. Meaning on the chumash. But you're not gozer mishmeres on your own mishmar. Why, what would the logic be here? Why do you think, not that we need, if it's a drasha, we don't need a logic, but what you, why would it seem like, why would the Torah object to making mishmeres l'mishmeres? Why would the Torah object to a mishmeres l'mishmeres? So here, the Eimak Halacha is an interesting way that he views Rashi. He, by the way, is medayik. It's not so mokrach. You have to look inside. But the Pnei Yeshua and the Prima Gadim hold like Rashi. So the Eimak Halacha explains that it's like Baal Tosef. It's like Baal Tosef, meaning part of the Torah is that you can't make durabonans into d'oraisas. You have to have a this is a fundamental limitation. You can't turn d'oraisas into durabonans into d'oraisas. Why? Because there's the Torah and there's people, and you can't make people into God, and you can't make durabonans into you can't make durabonans into the Torah. This is reminiscent, of course, of Hushit and Baal Tosef. Sylvia?
The Rambam, correct. What does the Rambam say? That the Rambam asks, why isn't it baltosif to aser chicken with milk after you're adding to the Torah? So the Rambam answers, no. If they would aser chicken with milk and say this is in the Torah, that would be baltosif. But if they aser chicken with milk and they say this is not in the Torah, this is only a drabbanan, it's not baltosif, so only baltosif to add something and make it look like it's part of the Torah. But to add something and show that it's not part of the Torah is not baltosif. It is only baltosif to like pretend you're the Torah. But if you admit that you're only drabbanan, it's not baltosif. The Kesef Mishnah implies that this is why, according to the Rambam, is a famous question, Ramban and Rambam, of whether all the Rabbanans are really also derived because we'll suffer or not. And the Ramban asks, if all the Rabbanans are really Doraisa, then why suffer Rabbanan Lakula? And many parallel questions. One of the answers is, and the Ramban himself hints at this, and the Kesef Mishnah hints at this, and the Achronim develop it, that no. When the Rabbanim were made their Dinei Rabbanim, they specifically added certain kulas on purpose. Not because the Rabbanims aren't such a big deal. The Rabbanims really are a big deal. The Rabbanims really are very chomer. It's not because the Rabbanims are very kal, so we don't really care if we violate them. No, the Rabbanims are very chomer. But they made a special rule of Suffolk Lakula. Why did they make a special rule of Suffolk Lakula? Because they didn't want to violate Baal Tosef. Right? Chazal knew. If they would make zero, if they would ask for chicken and milk and ask for Suffolk chicken and milk, then that would already be borderline baltosif. They would make it look like doraisa. Therefore, they say, we're asering chicken and milk, but we're not doing suffix chicken and milk. We're giving you lots of kulas. Why are we giving you kulas? To show that it's not from the Torah, so we won't violate baltosif. Meaning, according to the Rambam, right, there seems to be some very strong idea that you have to differentiate. There has to be a difference between doran and doraisas, otherwise, you're denying the integrity of the Torah. And that's baltosif. So, Aimek Halach isn't saying baltosif, saying ke'ein baltosif. Maybe this drush is the same idea. You fundamentally have to show that Darabonans aren't Doraisas. How do you show Darabonans aren't Doraisas? Doraisas get protection, Darabonans don't get protection. So if you start protecting Darabonan, then you're treating them like Doraisas. And that could be a chash of baltosif. Rav Schechter says it a little differently. In this Eretz Yitzchak point, he says maybe it's usher to make a gzeira without Sora. And only Mishmeris Lit Mishmarti is a Tzora. Right? The only Tzora is protecting the Torah. Protecting Rabbanan is not a is not a tzorach, and therefore it's aser. So therefore we have two very, very different ways of understanding practically what it means that goes into zero zero. Just that we don't like to make it zero zero as a policy, as a practical policy, because maybe it's not necessary. Or because we don't want to have too many zeros. Or no, it's aser making zero. There's a fundamental problem with zero zero. What's the fundamental problem? Either going to the Emek Halacha, the fundamental problem of blurring the line between human and divine, which is Baal Tosef. Or according to Rav Schechter, the fundamental problem of, and this is, you see the Lishitase here, the Ashkaf of Lishitase, the fundamental problem of answering things for no reason. Hashem doesn't let you answer things unless you have a very strong reason. You're not allowed to answer things for no reason. You're not allowed to be machmer for no reason. Therefore, if you don't have enough of a justification to be machmer, it's not just a practical judgment that it's not a good idea. It is also to be machmer without a proper, justification. The theoretically, one might say, although it's again, I'm going to have to speculate here and not get things to work with Shitasa necessarily. But one might theoretically say that there could be enough gemina between them. The basic enough gemina is, here we say that it's just a policy. And here we say that it's an isser, the nafkamina might be, right, do we make, if it's just a policy, then we might make exceptions
for practical reasons.
If it's just a policy, we might say, well, you know, it's a policy. But if we think, let's say, halacha grua or shchicha or things like that, right?
E.g., right? Tosfos kan.
Right? Well, sometimes make exceptions because, you know, here we think we need a little more. Therefore, it's not going to fill the world with zeros. It's only here when we are especially worried. And it's not lo shchicha. It's tak a little more shchicha here. But if you think it's really an isser, then certainly you would be, less likely to make exceptions. You know, unless it's mamish chad gzeira, because whatever, if the Torah says that you can't blur the lines between Doraisa and Rabbanan, then you know what, even if we have a good reason why we think it's a good idea, we still can't blur the line, do a bal tosef. If the Torah declared that this is not a valid reason for answering something, then even if we taka think that it might be necessary, the Torah declares it's not a valid reason for answering something. So, theoretically, now again, it's very hard to concretize this in the shittas or out of the shittas, because you say, well, what if it's kulachad gzeira? Then that's not an exception. That's kulachad gzeira. But certainly in something like shchicha, you know, I understand it's a practical policy. On shchicha, things will make an exception. If it's a fundamental limitation, then even if it's shchicha, whatever, that's just not someplace where the Torah permits us to make gzeiras against. And theoretically, what one could say, although this is speculation again, maybe, and certainly according to Tosos here, I think, is a more comfortable speculation, I'm sure that you could even go so far as to say that that has to do with the machlokas of Abaye and Rava, that Abaye is willing to make exceptions to gzeira l'gzeira. Huh? Because look, it's just a general policy, but every policy has its exceptions. So you know what? This is more chumra, I'll make an exception. This is more common, I'll make an exception. This is malacha grua, I'll make an exception. But if, according to Rava, less likely to make exceptions, let's say for practical reasons. What I mean here is as opposed to formal reasons. If formally you're going to say it's not exera l'exera, then that would work according to both sides of the Chakira. But if practically you're just going to say, well, we were more worried here. But hey, more worried is fine as a matter of policy, not as a matter of fundamental categorization. And therefore, maybe you can even say that's Machlok Shabbai and Rava, but that is again, at least according to Tosfos, certainly, that is again speculation, which I cannot bring any evidence for. Okay. Now let's, the one thing we have left to do is the Halacha L'maisa in terms of how we paskin in the Machlok Shabbai and Rava in our Sugya. So, let's see how we paskin. How should we paskin, like a Abaye or like Rava? Because we always pass like Rava, good. We should pass like Rava. So well, what's the only problem? If we pass like Rava, there's no gzera l'gzera here. If we pass like Rava, there's no gzera l'gzera here. And this, oh, just take a second there. This is why I want to say before I wrote something in green here about Rashi. Since Rashi seems to be on the very fundamental side of the Chakira, I'm not comfortable saying, well, if it's more Chomer, he should make an exception for Abaye, and therefore it's easier to say this is a formal exception to the Shmosa, not a practical exception. That's what I meant before. Okay, let's get back to our sugi. Our sugi, we have a little bit of a problem. Lo yetze hachayet b'machto be'erev Shabbos, right? Samach lachashecha semeg yishkav yisulo lavlo b'kul muso. Okay, why do we say chayet b'machto? Where does the chayet davka put his machat? In his begit. Posh of shad, it sounds like the Mishnah means the chayit. That's why it says a chayit b'machto. Otherwise, it's anyone carrying anything, right? Sounds like it's talking about in your begit. The problem is, if we pass like Rava, and in your begit is only drabanan, right, then why should there be exera in your begit? Because we don't make exera l'exera. So the question is, how do we figure out how we paskin? On the one hand, we should paskin like the Mishnah. But the Mishnah sounds like Xera l'Xera. So, how do we solve that problem? We should paskin like the Mishnah, but the Mishnah sounds like Xera l'Xera. So what would the Rambam tell us? He would tell us, who says? What does the Rambam say?
Maybe
it's what? Okay, but that's a little later in the Gemara. How does the Rambam paskin? Is it usher to go out with the machat in your clothing on Erev Shabbos?
No.
What does the Mishnah mean, according to the Rambam? The Mishnah means you're carrying it in your hand. Why do you say chayit b'machto? Because the chayit often carries a needle. Most people don't carry a needle around. And a tailor carries a needle. It's talking about in your hand, correct. So says the Rambam. The Rambam says, here we have Machlokes, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. And here we have our Mishnah, says the Rambam, and this is the Pesach of the Machaber. He says we pass like Rav Meir or Rav Yehuda. How do we pass it? Like Rav Meir. Patur Avalosar. And therefore, what do you say about our Mishnah? It's only Aser if the Machat is Biyado. That's the Rambam Paskins. Someone printed it out. Morgan, you printed it out there? You want to read it for us? Before I can get to the page?
The Rambam?
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good right there. Great, excellent. Alright, so it's only talking about if it's in your hand. Now here it's a little dachuk, because like, what, you're going to forget you have a machat in your hand? But the Gemara has one stage of Shaktan Tari says, don't have a machat in your hand. And yeah, the answer is that, that maybe, well, he's so used to carrying, where was this again, this Rambam? Morning.
Your test, Kavod.
Thank you. Yeah, here we are. He's so used to carrying the machat in his hand that he'll forget. If I carried a machat in my hand, I would remember. The tailor's so used to machat in his hand that he will forget. Okay, that's one shita. What does the Meiri suggest here? Suggest anything different here? No? I think it's the Rassel Lamad New. Is Mem next to Bayes on the keyboard, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was medaig that for my Makorah sheet. It's a valid diuk, no? Lamad New Mikol Makam is a classic beginning of a paragraph for the Meiri. Where's the Meiri tab? Okay, someone needs to redo these tabs. Anyone know where the Meiri is here? What does the Meiri say? Here we are. Says the Meiri. Sorry, apologize. Lamadnu. Is it here? Okay, I think I also have different Dibur Maskels than the Meiri here. Hey, you want to read it for me? Ah, here we are. V'chein l'matzish v'shem seyin. Thank you. Ah, betchub v'gil through Murphy's Law. I got it. I appreciate it. The only suffix. You ever investigate the question whether Murphy's Law could work faster than the speed of light? It's a fascinating one. Okay, v'chein l'matzav sh'seinu af b'tchuba v'vigdo. I have proofs both ways. Af b'tchuba v'vigdo v'chein per shuba gemara. We see that our mission means even if it's stuck in your baged. V'af ish'ein z'der chotzah. V'im k'ein atzar tzarech l'far shal l'das rabbi Yehuda sh'kol uman sh'holtzi mach v'vigdo chayiv sh'der chotzah hi lo uman. Oh, Mishnah saying for Amor Chayip Amachto Shilo in the Poskim Um Derech Naso Potter Arei Af B'Shabbos Af Amazing Potter Arei Barei Ugzera Legzera. Okay, so says the Meiri. Right, he says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then it's Usher. Even the Vigdo.
He says it's too dachuk. You can't say our Mishnah is talking about carrying in your hand. It doesn't make any sense. That's not what it sounds like in the Mishnah. It sounds like the Mishnah is in your beged. If it's in your beged, then why isn't that exerah l'exerah? So the answer is, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you are, is Rabbi Yehuda, who's mechayim on uman derechum naso. So that's the two mainstream deos, the Rama and the Iri, as to how to interpret the Mishnah. Right, the Rambam says the Mishnah is Rav Meir. You're only chayiv if it's in your hand, and it's talking about someone who carries it in your hand. And the Meir says, no, our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, who mechayiv even in your beged if you're a tailor, and therefore it ashers even in your beged. Rabbeinu Yerucham, yeah. The halacha, he would say, that the halacha, it would seem to the Meir, like the halacha, we don't hold from this Mishnah at all. The halacha, we don't hold from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yerucham has a third opinion, really Shitas Yachid. What does Rabbi Yerucham say? Rabbi Yerucham, I think this was on, and you could also look inside the Rabbi Yerucham, but I quote it from the Beis Yosef, that's where he's famous from. He says, the Rif brought the Mishnah to Rasa. The Pashup shot in the Mishnah means even if it is in your beged. However, we all know we hold like Rabbi Meir. What's his deal? The Rif passes like Rabbi Meir. Yet, he brings the Mishnah down Stam. So Rabbi Yerucham says, based on the Rif, that for sure we pass like Rabbi Meir. Patar Abel Osir. But, our Mishnah is, the Pashup shot in our Mishnah is not like the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam's dachuk. Chayik b'machto sounds like when he sticks his machan in his beged. The problem is then it's gzeira l'gzeira. So what's Rabbi Yerucham's solution? Anyone? It must be that we hold like Abaye. And we make Yitzera L'Gzera. Because our Mishnah asks for even your clothing. But your clothing is only for our button. So why should we ask for Shabbos? So it must be old Yitzera L'Gzera. And that's what he says here. He says, the less Helkach Fasei Derava. Okay. Helkach Ladavka Chayit Uman V'Ladav Shetzir Yadol Afil Tzchum V'Big Do. Okay, then he says, but in Erevin it doesn't really work in the Rif. So he admits this shot in the Rif is very unclear. Meaning, Pashas in the Rif is not like Rini Yerucham. Rini Yerucham is Mechadish here. But that's where in Yerucham, his big finish here is that we hold like Abaye. So, halacha l'maisa, we reject Rini Yerucham, we hold like Rava, and we reject the Meiri, we say, no, our Mishnah is only the Hilchsa, our Mishnah is like Reb Meir, and therefore we take the Okimta, the Rambam, and we say, the Isser, our Mishnah must be if you're holding in your hand, not if you are, if you have it stuck in your clothes. However, the Rabbi Yerucham brings one interesting raya to Paskin like Abaye. What's his raya to Paskin like Abaye? Right? Seems like tremendous kiddush. Who ever heard Paskin like Abaye? It's not Yalki Yam. Right? These are the three sheetahs that we show him the kind of Paskin. What's his raya? What's his raya to Paskin like Abaye? Anyone? What's his raya to Paskin like Abaye? Rabbi Yerucham? In the next Amud. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, having nothing to do with the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, the Gemara says, Nafi Bezim and Aleph, Tan, Edivay Rishmo, Yotso Adam Tfilm, Rav Shabbos and Hashaycha, my Taima, why are you allowed to carry your Tfilm? You go out with your Tfilm and Rav Shabbos. You might go out on Shabbos also. No, and we already got this. Came to Amar Rav Rav Hun Chaim Lash Tfilm called Shabbos Shach, Havachom Mitzitz, etc. Therefore, Hilkach Midcher Dacher Lehu, right? That tefillin is mutter because you'll remember it because you have to always remember the Kedusha of tefillin. Okay. Meaning, if not for the Kedusha of tefillin, it would be usser. So what's his proof? If not for Chiyov Lemashmesh Kol Shah B'tefillin, it would be usher to go out with tefillin before Shabbos. Hold on. Is wearing tefillin on Shabbos an issue d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Why is it only d'rabbanan? Because it's derech malbush. As a matter of fact, why is it usher at all? If it's derech malbush. The Gemara says, it's same as all the things in Bama Isha. You might take it off and carry it. Right? This is clearly gzeira l'gzeira. Right? Is go out with tefillin before Shabbos. And tefillin on Shabbos is only a gzeira, because it's derech malbush. So that's a proof that we hold like Abaye. That's Rabbi Yerucham's main proof that we hold like Abaye. Now, no one agrees with Rabbi Yerucham. So everyone has to figure out our answer of tefillin that it's not like Abaye. As a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef, they don't even say, can't be tefillin as a proof for Abaye. Why do they think technically it doesn't make sense that tefillin is a proof for Abaye? So then the Gemara should have said something in the context of Abaye and Rabba. They should have brought that in. Right? Can you imagine that if a machlokes Abaye and Rabba, which is unresolved, and then later on bring in a proof for Abaye in their discussion, shouldn't they have connected it? Say, obviously it's not a proof for Abaye. Okay, but how are you doing this? So how do you get out of Rabbi Yerucham's proof? Anyone? There are many, many ways. I didn't put all of them here. How do you get out of Rabbi Yerucham's proof?
Just a good suggestion.
Right, who says that? The Meiri. The Meiri says, the Rav the Milsim, he says, this Gemara was just like to cover even Abaye. It wasn't posketing. It was just theoretically. So I think that seems like a good suggestion. He doesn't mean a good Chumrah, because the question is whether it's Mutter or Asr. So, what are the dechios? What are the ways out of the proof, right? So one is the Meiri, that this was l'rav chadimilsa afilu l'fi abaye. They weren't passing like abaye. They were just theoretic. You're right. Meaning, he's saying you're half right, Rabbi Yerucham. This part of the Gemara is like Abaye, but not to be possibly Abaye, just like to cover his shita theoretically. It was theoretically like Abaye, but not practically. That's what the Rav Chaim Milsim mean. Just to have extra answers even for Abaye. However, that's half giving it to Rabbi Yerucham. He's admitting this Gemara is taking into account Abaye. The other Rishonim and Achronim don't admit that at all. What do the other Rishonim and Achronim say? Anyone? So, the Beis Yosef says something a little dachuk. What does the Beis Yosef say that's dachuk? I'll just mention a few answers, so we don't have time. The Beis Yosef says that sugya is talking about tefillin bigadol. It's not talking about wearing your tefillin, it's talking about carrying your tefillin. What it means is, you might think you're not allowed to carry your tefillin, Erev Shabbos and Vashecha. Come on, tefillin, you're allowed to carry your tefillin.
What's the whole thing with carrying?
That's the Taz. The Taz Kasha is, hold it, but carrying your tefillin, then why do you have to be Mashrish Kol Shav for the Kedushas tefillin? It's only when you're wearing it. Beis Yosef seems to have a tremendous chiddush here. The chi of the mashmish betfilin kol shas, even if you're carrying them. That's a tremendous chiddush. If I have a knapsack, if I have a tefillin zekel in my knapsack, I have to keep checking the tefillin and can't take my wine with the tefillin? Very, very dachuk. That's the Taz's kasha. Right? Vitzarech ion, like the Taz's kasha. If so, the Gemara doesn't make sense. I don't know if you're carrying tefillin. Now, maybe his answer would be, it depends if you're carrying it in your hand or you're carrying it in a bag. If you're carrying a bag, you don't. If you're carrying your hand, you do. That's a big chiddush. If you're carrying tefillin in your hand, you have to keep checking them. You have to keep your mind at the kedushas tefillin if they're in your hand. Big chiddush.
When we have a situation about sleep while
Yeah, but on the other hand, like, okay, yesh la'ayin. Anyway, that's probably what we'll have to say. If you're holding tefillin in your hand without a bag, you have to check on them and keep in mind the kedushas the whole time. But that's a big chiddush.
No, it's not such a big chiddush. You have to take care of
them. Okay, not such a big chiddush. Great. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, but it could be that since it's only for Ketanim, you're allowed to think about your tefillin too. That's Taka Good Kasha. You're right. That is what I was about to say. That's Taka Good Kasha. I'll just mention some other answers from whoever I put down in brackets here. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Bach, and the Gra. So the Ramban says, Kula Chadagzeira. Why is it Kula Chadagzeira? Because
don't take off your tefillin outside. Meaning, kul echad gzeira, the real gzeira is don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But if you wear tefillin before Shabbos, it's not like if you wear tefillin before Shabbos, even Rava admits this is chad gzeira. Why? Because if you wear tefillin before Shabbos, no one takes off their tefillin in the street. Since you don't take off your tefillin, you don't take off your tefillin and leave them in the street. Since you don't take off your tefillin and leave them in the street, therefore, you need to aser going out before Shabbos in order to protect, in order to have the gzeira of not wearing them on Shabbos. The Ritva says something similar. He just says it a little, even stronger. He says, because even if you remember that Shabbos is coming, you can't leave your tefillin in the street. Like, what do you mean? You're not allowed to ban your tefillin in the street. So therefore, it's not that it goes or lest you leave them on. If you walk out before Shabbos, you're for sure going to leave them on Shabbos because you're not allowed to leave them in the street. Right? And that's the Ritva adds. Adds, he says, it's actually usur to leave them outside. And therefore, since it's usur to leave them outside, it was necessary to usur bring them before Shabbos because for sure you'll end up wearing them on Shabbos, and that's Chad Gzeira.
Isn't the whole reason why tefillin's in this category is because we're going to take them off?
So it might be you're only worried you can take it off if you go to the bathroom. No, meaning we're worried you might take it off and carry Dalet Amos when you go to the bathroom. But you're not going to take, take it off and leave it on the street. Meaning the taking off, which would be good, I'll leave it on the street and not move it on Shabbos. You can't leave it on the street. The taking off that would be bad, I'll carry it to the bathroom, back and put it in the locker. That's what we're worried about. That's the Ramban and Ritva. I also mentioned here the Bach and the Grut, so I will just, point out that the Bach says, he attacks the opposite angle of the Ramban. He says, it's not that you'll for sure keep them on Shabbos. No, but it's that, super likely that if you wear them on Shabbos, you will carry them. Why? Because everyone has to go to the bathroom sometimes, and therefore, if you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to end up carrying your tefillin, and therefore he says this is more common than regular gzeiras, don't do X lest you do Y, and don't do Y lest you do an ishtaraisa. Here it's don't wear them Erev Shabbos, you might wear them Shabbos. If you wear them Shabbos, you'll for sure carry them on Shabbos. So, as opposed to Ramban and Ritva, he says, Ramban and Ritva say if you wear them before Shabbos, you'll for sure wear them on Shabbos. He says, no. If you wear them on Shabbos, you'll for sure carry them. And the Gra has an interesting diuk. The Gra says, and then with this we will end. He says you have to look at the lashon. The lashon of the Mishnah is samach lachashicha. The lashon of the Mamer of Tefillin is im chashicha. So the Gra says the Gra samach lachashicha is obviously mutter. Because that's zero like zero. The sugya was about im hashecha means a half hour before Shabbos. Im hashecha means 2 minutes before Shabbos. And that's right, 2 minutes before Shabbos, that's like zero like zero. 2 minutes before Shabbos is for sure you're going to keep carrying out to Shabbos. Who's going to change what they do in 2 minutes? Who's going to marry? Who's going to change in 2 minutes? Only because the Kedusha is tefillin, even within 2 minutes. You'll remember, he says, therefore, this is not Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira L'Gzeira is when you have a chance to, when you have a fighting chance to go one way or the other. If it's in Chashecha, that's for sure Usser, because for sure you can keep carrying the Shabbos, and that's why they need a special heter of Midgar Tucker. Okay, we'll pick up Mirz Hashem next time with some of the other aspects of our subject. What? There is regular Shira next time.